everyone. My name is Jalpa Bausar, and I am your host on the podcast, Passport to Your Cybersecurity Career, where I bring in a new guest every episode, and we go through their cybersecurity career journey, hoping that will inspire someone to join cybersecurity who is aspiring to be in this field, or inspire someone to advance their career or do something new in cybersecurity and make this place and makes this community a better place. So today my guest is Riti Akman, and she has been in IT and other fields for 15 years. She's a cloud security engineer today, and she's also worked in IT training and customer service before joining cybersecurity. I'm really excited to share this with you today, where someone who has recently started in cybersecurity and they can come and share their experience with everyone on this podcast. So welcome, Riti.
Thank you, Jalpa. Good evening, everyone. First and foremost, I would like to express my gratitude to Jalpa for inviting me to share my journey. I also want to thank you, all the listeners who have graciously devoted their valuable time to hear about my journey. I hope that my story will provide some valuable insights to assist you on your journey in some way or other.
Thank you, Riti. So Riti has shared a fun fact about her with me, and she's mentioned that she starts her day with meditation, and she can skip a meal but never miss her practice on meditation. I'm fascinated about this, Riti. Do you want to share a little bit more about that? Because being in cybersecurity, mindfulness and mental health are very important aspects. So yeah, if you would like to share a bit more about your practice, that would be awesome.
Yeah, Jalpa, definitely I want to share that with everyone. So as we all are technical people, so we know that we cannot, whenever we buy a product, we read a manual. And suppose we have got a car, we make sure that engine is working properly, everything is fine, the fuel is there. So as a human body, we should know how to run our body. So yes, exercise is an important part, but these days now people have started focusing a lot on mental health, and yes, mental health is very, very important, as it is important to exercise, eat our meals and everything. We have to be in a good state, and my practice, this meditation practice, which I do regularly, like as I said, I can skip a meal, but I never skip my meditation routine. That helps me staying calm, composed in every situation. Like even my fellow colleagues sometimes do say, like, you don't overreact to situations, you always stay calm. Like, what is the reason? I think the only reason is that I meditate every day. And see, meditation has got nothing to do with any religion. It's just keeping your self in a positive frame of mind all the time. And just, yeah, mindfulness is such a big concept now. So yeah, I am definitely into it, and I will recommend it and suggest everyone, just spend a few minutes, start practicing it. It'll help you. You will see the difference. That's what I want to say.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing, Riti. I'm sure that will help some of our listeners. It's definitely something I want to do as a religious practice. Not like I want to do something religiously, but I do it every now and then, but not every day. So yeah, thank you. You inspire me to, start making it a daily practice as well. Thank you. So let's dive right into our episode today. I want to ask you the first question that I asked all my guest speakers, is that tell me a bit about your academic background. What did you study in high school or, in a formal studies? And what did you think you were going to be in your career when you were studying?
So a bit of my background. I'm an engineering graduate. I completed my degree in computer science and engineering in 2001. That is from Punjab Technical University in India. So I had always been passionate about computers and always wanted to be a computer engineer, even when I had limited understanding that what it truly meant to be a computer engineer. So I would like to share a small story, like when I made the decision to become a computer engineer. So it's goes back to late 80s. I was in grade 6, and I still remember the day when I saw the computer for the first time in my school. And I just innocently asked my teacher, how could I learn everything about this fascinating, like this device, this computers? And her response was simple. She just said, become a computer engineer. And that's it. That became a transformative moment, and I decided to pursue a career and become a computer engineer. And I absolutely had no idea what a computer engineer is. There was no clear roadmap. I had a limited access to quality education. There wasn't any good school in my area. Like, I had to travel 40 kilometers to go to a good school. It was just a sheer devotion of and a commitment. And you say that my parents were so good. I had an unwavering support from them. And the journey was bumpy, full of struggles. Then even for my high school, I had to go to a boys' school. And people often used to question my father that, why are you sending your daughter to a boys' school? But my father was on my side, and he always used to say, don't worry what people say, just focus and study. So despite all the odds, I got my degree in computer engineering in year 2001. So that's my qualification path.
That's awesome. And that takes a dedication, like so much dedication to go through boys' school, traveling so much, and still getting a degree in the field of your liking. So good on you. And so how did your career begin? And did you think that you will be working in cybersecurity one day? When did you see that?
So after completing my degree, I did start my career as a software developer, but due to personal circumstances, I had to take career breaks. Like, as life unfolded, I moved through various phases in my life, which we all have to, and we have to make those tough decisions. So I had to keep my passion of being a software developer in the corner. It had to take a back seat because I had some other priorities in my life. So I worked as an IT trainer, worked in customer service, and in my previous role, like, I worked as an authorized officer with Metro Trains Melbourne. It was a very secure and financially rewarding career, but deep down, I held a strong desire to return to IT. So when COVID hit, we all witnessed a surge in cybercrime. There was a skill shortage to combat it. And that time I chose to study cybersecurity. So as it not only aligned with my passion, but it also allowed me to make a more impactful contribution to the society. So my decision to switch career was purely driven by my passion and my strong desire to give back to community. So I enrolled myself into a 6-month boot camp. I put my heart and soul into that course. So sometimes sleeping only for 3 hours a night because I had got assignments to do, I've got my household stuff to do, and I was working full time with studying. So after completing my course, I chose to focus on cloud, and I got some few industry certifications. And after 1.5 years of consistent hard work, sleepless nights, and dedication, I successfully started my career in cybersecurity, in specializing in cloud security last year.
Wow, that's an awesome journey, and hats off to you for being such dedicated, you know, student and working and being of, you know, taking care of the family and still being on top of your aspiration to join cybersecurity. Well done. That's amazing. And so are there skills that you had learned or gained working in different roles before joining cybersecurity that you think helped you during the interview process, or they help you today when you do your day-to-day job?
Definitely, like all the skills that I built in my previous roles, whether it was being a software engineer, being an IT trainer, or the recent one, like working as a law enforcement officer with Public Transport Victoria, they have proven invaluable in my first role in cybersecurity. So I've always been passionate about providing exceptional customer service. So my skill to provide that exceptional service got further enhanced while working in these roles. I had to interact with thousands of commuters from diverse backgrounds, like different age groups, varying learning capabilities, all with a varied range of queries, and I had to answer all those queries. So that experience taught me how to simplify the complex concepts for people. The skill that I also developed working as a trainer, where I had to explain technical terms to individuals from diverse backgrounds, various like varied age groups. So this is an important skill in cybersecurity, where like you need a teamwork, you need to communicate. So effective communication, you can say. And then public transport is so dynamic, so you have to handle multiple challenging situations. Every day is different, every situation is different, every customer is different. So that programmed me to think creatively and adapt to different situations. And it taught me to be resilient as well, which again, these all skills you need to be in this profession. And other thing is that I had an opportunity to live and work in three different countries. Like before coming to Australia, I was in UAE. So that gave me an ample opportunity to work with people from diverse backgrounds. And my education helped me, like my education as an engineer gave me that bent of technical and analytical mind. Yeah, so all the skills, they have been invaluable to me, and they helped me a lot.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that, Riti. So you have transitioned from IT and then customer service to cybersecurity, and that too very recently. Some of other guests on my podcast, they have done it a few years ago. So your experience is quite unique, and I think very helpful to my listeners today, where if you have any advice that you can share with them, what helped you to break into cybersecurity, and if there's something that other listeners can take away from this conversation today.
Yeah, thank you so much. So I would just like to say that first and foremost, find your passion. Yeah, think big, believe in yourself, dream, come out of your comfort zone, and work hard to achieve your goals. So every success begins with that single thought, and then dedication to pursue that goal. Most importantly, don't worry about failures. No success can be attained without failures. Every failure shows that you tried, and it just takes you one step closer to success. That's how I think. Never stop learning, just keep going. And don't think about the skill set. Like, as I said, that I learned a lot of skills in my previous roles. So you might already have plenty of those transferable skills from your previous roles. So you have got a skill set. So don't worry about skill set. So it doesn't matter whether your previous role was technical or non-technical. If you are willing to do something, just give it a try. Don't be scared of failures. That's what I always say to it. Like, for example, like if you're working in customer service or in training or in any other role, you might have very good communication skills. If you are from nursing background, you'll always be thinking out of the box. Like you'll be put into that situations, right? So I'm just giving a few examples that there are plenty of transferable skills. Wherever you're working, if you want to switch your career, you can do it. Just don't be scared. There are common myths. Like, I just want to talk about cybersecurity. The first one is that people think it is a male-dominated area. But trust me, it is not. Now things are changing. So many companies are actively running programs, and they are creating more inclusive environments. They are trying to make it more diverse. They are hiring more women. And then what people are scared of cybersecurity is that it's a very technical domain. it's not solely a technical domain. The truth is, there are plenty of non-technical roles. So start your research, explore the various roles that are available, align them to your passion, identify all the skills that you need to do, attend conferences, connect with people, ask questions. And the best thing is nowadays, like, everything is available on internet, right? We don't even have to step out of our house. So it's easy to connect. Then the most important thing that I would like to say is build a portfolio, build a lab. So don't be scared when I say labs, because that doesn't mean that you have to pick up a complex, complicated project and build it and showcase. Start with the skills you already have. Like, never ever underestimate your skill set. Every learning counts, and there is no learning that is small. Don't shy, don't hesitate. Just share your learning and build a brand. Tell people who you are. Work on your soft skills and jot down all the transferable skills you have, as I mentioned. And just believe in yourself and do it.
Such a valuable advice. Thanks for sharing, Riti. So it's not only about interview, but also how to prepare, to how to gear up to success. And there will also be some failure along the way, is what I'm hearing. So no, very valuable. Thank you so much. And the next question is about the other side of the fence. So obviously there's so much advice for the interviewee, but if there's something that you would like to change or advise to the hiring managers, because going through that process for a year and a half, I'm sure you would have faced some challenges, or you would have thought that maybe if this was something different, then it would have helped you more. So is there anything you would like to share where things could be different from the hiring perspective in cybersecurity?
You see, cybersecurity is a very, very demanding career, and it's very important to hire right people. I understand that skills, qualification relative to position, they should definitely be prioritized. But I believe that there should be a lot of emphasis should be given on soft skills as well, because I personally believe that technical skills, if a person has got a technical bent of mind, like, they can be taught in the classroom. But who the person is, like, what the soft skills, that they come with the life experience and they cannot be taught to anyone. I am who I am, right? Like, it cannot be changed. Either it'll be part of my personality or it'll come with the life experience. Like, so just figure it out what a person actually is, like, how passionate that person is about learning. Today, he might just be starting, but he might be that passion driven that he might turn out to be an invaluable asset to your organization. And so all the skills that I mentioned previously, like effective communication, teamwork, resilience, being adaptable, like, there's so many skills that are very important in this industry. And the person should culturally fit into the organization, right? So there should be a right fit in the organization as well. And then it is very important to understand that what is their approach while handling confidential and sensitive information? What do they think about all those things? And diversity is very important, because it's important to hire people from varied backgrounds and experience, because diversity brings unique perspective and problem-solving abilities to the cybersecurity thing. And yes, the problem-solving skills, analytical abilities, everything is important. And as the cybersecurity is dynamic, threat landscape is ever-changing, adaptability, continuous learning, they all are very important. Other thing that I really want to mention is that has been my personal experience. So during the interview process, you might realize that a candidate may be a good fit for a different role within your organization. So they might have not initially applied for a specific position, but sometimes candidates, like, who are making a fresh start, they are also not fully aware of all the roles and opportunities that are available in this domain. So if you identify, because a hiring manager has got a lot of experience, so if you identify such potential, don't hesitate to inform the candidates about it. they might not have considered that role, but they could be possessing those skills and qualities needed to excel in it. And this approach will not only benefit the organization by finding the right talent, but it also demonstrate like you are committed to help candidates and you help them to explore career paths, and that will align their abilities like to the best of their interest. And this is my personal experience because I applied for a certain role because, you know, when you are not in an industry, you have got such a big career gap. There are so many self-doubts that come up no matter how many battles you fight every day, but there's a bit of it. So when I applied for a position, the hiring manager put me into a higher role, higher profile. They said, like, you can do that role. Like, why didn't you apply? And I was like, oh, I thought I'm just starting and all those questions, you know. But so it's good. It's a win-win situation for both. Like, so think from that perspective as well. And last but not the least, I'll say keep the entry-level roles as entry-level only. Give people a fair chance. Like, sometimes we see the entry-level roles expect too much. But I'll just say that keep them simple. Give
Thanks,
everyone a fair
Preeti.
chance. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's right. And I think it saves hiring managers time as well when they refer the right candidate for the right role. And if a candidate is not right for their team, but if there's another team hiring and they feel like you might be a good fit, then why not recommending someone? Because ultimately it's going to save the company's valuable time on interview process, and we know how much time it takes to recruit one person. So yeah, it can help someone at the end of the day, both the candidate and hiring manager. That's a great thing. Thank you for sharing such valuable advice with us today, Riti. I'm loving this. And as we come to the close of this episode, are there any closing remarks from you?
I would just say that we all have got one life. So listen to your heart, dare to dream, follow your passion, just dream big and work hard. And don't let the fear of that failure hold you back. There's no right or wrong approach to life. So just live without regrets and ensure that you don't leave this world with the song in the heart left unsung. So that's what I'll say. Like, my career path had been a roller coaster full of twists and turns, but I never gave up. I faced challenges head on, kept my passion alive, stayed hopeful, never stopped believing, and just embraced whatever came my way. But I just kept moving forward no matter what. So I'll just say, just try it, give it a chance, and all the best. That's it. Thank you.
That's beautiful, Preeti. And thank you so much for sharing all that. I appreciate you coming on to this show and, you know, telling your story about your career and breaking into cybersecurity. I'm sure it's going to help a lot of people out there who are looking for breaking into cybersecurity or doing something different today. So yeah, thank you so much again. And I'm sure you will want to connect with people. So I will share your LinkedIn in the show notes. Thank you so much for being on the show, and all the best.
Yeah. Thank you.